we present Cyril Chaps in Another Grey Day by Alistair Chisholm.
More toast, Mr. Grey?
No, thank you.
Not worrying about it?
No. Well, a little, perhaps.
Only natural. More tea?
No, thank you, Mrs. Brown.
Sure?
Yes.
Oh, you'll be all right. You should have seen my Stan on his last day. He was tall, like a rake.
Yes, well, I yes. ought to be.
Never seen anything like it. Kept going to the toilet. Didn't even want to go to work. His face as white as chalk. Wisps of grey hair sticking to his forehead. Looked like a spring onion when he stood up. Of course, I felt very sorry for him. Never saw a man go to pieces like that before.
Yes, well, I really must be off.
Oh, ooh, you look very smart. Don't remember seeing you in that suit before. Got your speech ready?
Yes.
Stan bought one specially for the occasion.
I only hope I can remember it.
Stan's was blue.
I've tried to keep it short.
Pinstripe. 50-shilling tailors, remember them? 50 shillings. And that included the waistcoat.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Brown. You were saying?
Oh, just rambling on about my Stan.
Oh. Well, I mustn't be late.
No. Off you go. And don't you be nervous.
I do hope I can remember my speech.
Well, of course you will. You're made of sterner stuff than my Stan. Be many there?
Hard to say. Mostly young people, I should think.
Well, off you go, and good luck, and don't you worry.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, Peter.
Morning, George.
Good morning, Gray.
Where is Gray?
He's around somewhere.
But where?
We seek him here, we seek him there, that damned elusive pensioner.
I sometimes feel he should be pensioned off.
Now, George, don't take it out on us, just because you were late this morning.
You know damned well I wasn't late. I am never late.
Are you sure, George? I really did think you cut it a little bit fine this morning.
Oh, stop baiting him, Peter. We all suffer when you upset George.
I am not upset. I am perfectly calm. I am not upset by his petty insinuations. L'exactitude de la politesse des rois.
Oh, education be a wonderful thing. And talking of wonderful things, Susan, where did you get those flowers? Boyfriend or bereavement?
Both. Parting gift from a boyfriend, emigrating to seek fame and fortune, and something else he would not mention. Mm. I saw him off while the dawn chorus was still tuning up. My reward, the blooms you see before you.
Must have cost a bob or two. Well, that clears the decks for me. I'll take over from where he left off.
It took him 6 months to get where he did.
Oh, well, at least he's always quicker along a well-worn path.
A bit less of the well-worn path, if you don't mind.
Oh, do shut up, you two, and get on with some work. Oh, that man, where on earth can he have got to?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about poor Mr. Gray.
Sue, can we please sort out our sex life? Oh. I mean, you will come out this evening.
What about Gray?
Oh, a revolting thought. I certainly don't fancy him, and he's much too old for Sue.
No, grow up. Go to the toilet and make sure he's all right. If he is, hurry him along.
And if he isn't?
Use some of that initiative you're always boasting about.
Oh, nasty. Oh, well, so long as you don't have mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in mind.
And so, dear friends, it is with a sense of... A sense of... Oh, no use. I'll never remember. I will remember. Oh, I've forgotten.
Ah, so you are hiding in the bog.
Just washing my hands.
George sent me to find you, dead or alive. Seek him out, he said. Life is colourless without grey. Those were his very words. or something like them.
Oh, dear, you mean he's missed me?
You could say that. I must have been mad to send Peter to find Gray. I don't suppose I'll see either back now.
Oh, good, you're back. Oh, you're looking very smart, Mr. Gray.
If unhealthy.
Thank you, Susan. My, what pretty flowers.
Yes, they are rather nice. Oh, I must go and get some water.
Peter? Gray? Work, please.
Now, what do you want?
I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're busy.
The only one so far. Well, get on with it.
It's just that I was wondering if I might have an early lunch today. Shopping, you know, for this afternoon, for my...
An early lunch? Shopping? Why wait until then? Go now.
Yes, that's it. Go now.
Oh,
that is kind of you. I'll be as quick as I can. So kind. The shops have been much quieter just now.
Am I going mad? Get him back. What does the idiot think he's doing?
Watch the blood pressure, George. You'll explode if you're not careful.
But... The fool must have realized I didn't really mean him to go.
To be fair, George, you did tell him to. Now, I know you didn't mean it, but Gray, well, I'm not too sure. Anyway, it is rather touching that there is still someone around who actually believes you mean what you say.
Never mind the sarcasm. Get him back. I'll be the laughing stock of the office.
No comment.
Oh, I nearly got knocked over by Mr. Gray dashing off home. I'm glad you allowed him to go. I was worried about him.
As well you might be. The man is mad.
George told him to go shopping.
George did. Can I, George?
But he didn't mean to.
I see. No, I don't.
I can't stand much more of this. I shall resign.
Promises, promises!
Don't worry, Peter. I know all about your ambitions. But ut non tentares ut perfice.
Wasted on me, I'm afraid.
Either don't attempt or succeed.
Ah.
I'm still not clear why George told Mr. Gray to go.
Life is much too short to try to explain the workings of George's mind.
That man is a menace.
Poor Mr. Gray. He has upset you.
Morning, ladies. Bargain time again. Super bargains. 3 pairs of perfect tights for only £1. Large tins of baked beans, 15 pence. Tins of oranges, only
16.75, sir. If you just hold on a minute, I'll put these in a box for you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry to be so much trouble.
Oh, that's what we're here for. You certainly won't be thirsty. Celebration, is it?
I'm retiring.
Oh, wish I was.
You won't when the time comes.
You just try me.
That's what I thought once. Here we are. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I do hope I have enough. 10, 11, 12. Yes, plus a fiver. There we are. 17. Just made it.
There we are. All nicely tucked up in bed.
Where I wish I was. Never again, Gladys.
How warm, you? You can't say I'm like an octopus. Oh, it made my skin creep, I can tell you. Shan't repeat last night in a hurry.
Thank you for your help.
Eh? Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, enjoy your party. I hope that you're
really good. I hope that you'll get a move on. Always the same. 5 minutes to get my things, then about 20 minutes to get you to accept my money.
No need to be like that. The gentleman was just telling me that he's retiring today.
So what? We'll all be retired by the time you serve us.
That noise is getting on my nerves. I can feel my migraine coming on. And I still wanted to be fit for this evening.
Heavy date.
There are other things in life.
Such as?
Such as playing golf with our MD.
Well, get him to give you a check-up afterwards.
MD, managing director, as well you know.
I'm impressed. You must have groveled long and low for that honour.
Your jealousy does you credit. Susan, do give that typing a rest.
Oh, pleasure. So long and reads your report.
Where can that idiot have got to? It's no good. I'll have to go to the restroom. Perhaps a strong black coffee will help.
Susan, you are coming out this evening, aren't you? We'll have a meal first.
Are you paying? There's got to be some incentive.
Usually my company is enough. Of course I am.
Well, in that case, as I'm broke and a girl must eat, we have a date for a meal.
And they say romance is dead. Hello. You sound like a flock of Swiss mountain sheep. You didn't tell George you were off to rob a brewery.
Oh, Peter, do shut up. Let's go for an early lunch before George gets back.
Good idea.
Now, I wonder if I can remember it. Dear colleagues, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the...
You're back. I might have known the other birds would have flown. It's too much to expect you all to be here at the same time.
Thank you for letting me have the extra time.
Are you trying to be... No, I don't believe you are. Oh, well, so long as you make up the time this evening.
This evening? Well, you mean I shall have to stay late working?
You know the rules. Now, where are you off to?
Shan't be long.
But, Gray, whistling. I don't believe it. And he left the room, whistling.
Whistling? Gray?
Never.
Whistling, I can assure you, the sound is unforgettable. And all these bottles. Is it his birthday or something?
Search me. He might buy cakes on his birthday, but not all this drink. Not unless he's 100. Yes. Yes, that's it. Halfway through the afternoon, he'll whip out his telegram from you-know-who, and
it must have set him back a bit. Gin? Whiskey? I didn't know you could get a decent malt from the supermarket.
Pools! That's it! It usually is some old dodder with one foot in the grave.
You pair of hypocrites.
And they're all set out.
And we're the only friends he has.
Oh, then God help him. Poor Mr. Gray.
You sound cheerful, I think. Hard to tell from that sound. What is it? A rousing chorus from a funeral march?
I should have asked you all properly long ago. But of course you knew, and I...
have no idea what you...
No idea? Oh, you are a tease. There, now I've calmed down. I shall ask you all properly. Will you all please come to my presentation? Oh, dear, I didn't mean to suggest that I mean my retirement. Well, a few drinks, that is. Please let all the others know. If we could start immediately after work, everyone could come. Oh, dear, I never do this sort of thing very well. Yes, and now I must get some water.
Bloody hell. He's embarrassed. Didn't they tell you, George?
I may have had a memo, but I...
How can you forget? Someone is retiring.
I've had a lot on my mind, what with thinking about my game with the MD.
You make me sick, the pair of you.
Why me? I didn't forget his lousy retirement.
How do you think he's going to feel to find himself ignored on what he obviously thinks is going to be his big day?
He's been ignored all his life up to now. If we suddenly changed, it would probably be too much for him.
How could you, George?
It was remiss of me, and I'm sorry, but what can we do? It's much too late now. Volo non valia, willing but unable to.
Can't you forget your stupid quotations, even at a time like this? We shall have to buy him a present.
Using what for money?
How if I apologized personally to Gray, degrading though that would be? I do feel partly responsible for all this.
Oh, you really are incredible! I take it we shall all be at his party.
How can I? You know very well I am playing golf without MD. It will be difficult enough to get a round in before the light fails.
I hope it rains.
That wouldn't stop a golfer. Anyway, it never rains on golf courses or bowling greens.
George, is a game of golf more important to you than an old man's happiness?
Yes.
How many years of ignored service has he given this firm?
How should I know? Probably left behind by the builders. I know he was here before the war. What difference does it make?
Over 40 years! What difference?
The mind boggles. He should have been put out to graze long ago. Or put down.
Would it help if Peter went round with a list?
Sheer waste of time. How am I supposed to drum up any interest in Gray's retirement? Who on earth cares that he's going?
True.
Oh, dear. As I seem to be the one lumbered with starting the list off. 10 pence, my limit.
Not funny.
Well, it's not meant to be. I'm broke.
Oh, great. I can see I was going to have a gourmet meal this evening.
Ah, that comes from a different fund. Essential warming up account.
Oh, which leaves me cold.
Oh, what the hell? For the sake of true love, to impress you, 50 pence. And you better be worth every penny.
George?
The most embarrassing. I must pay my share at the 19th hole. 30? Is that enough? Very well, 50 for me too.
Oh, great. So far that comes to 2 and a bit pence for each year of service. Was it friends you called yourselves in a whimsical moment?
We haven't seen the colour of your money yet.
Oh. here.
Don't be silly, Sue.
You know damn well you can't afford gestures like that.
It is my money.
I suppose that is meant to shame us. You can't blackmail me in that way.
Here. Something smaller. £1 if you must push the boat out.
You still don't have a clue what you're doing to him.
Oh, we'll be hearing violins in the background any minute now. Not a dry eye in the place.
He's been trying to cope with all the changes we've had in recent years. It can't have been easy for him.
He belongs to the age of pen and ink, copper plate script and cuff protectors.
Couldn't have put it better myself. What the hell are cuff protectors?
Before your time. Practically before anyone's time. Take the list round. Time's getting short.
Oh, well, at least we'll see how many share our Sue's sentiments.
He must have spent a lot of money he could ill afford on this.
No one asked him to.
His pride, perhaps.
A man like that can't afford the luxury of pride.
You can be a bastard at times, George. Not long now.
I'm beginning to get butterflies in my tummy. You'll both be there to support me.
Yes. No. We'll both be delighted to come. George can't stay until the very end. He has a meeting with the managing director.
Oh. Yes, only a few minutes. Any other day but today, you know how it is. Responsibility carries its own burden.
Delusions of grandeur, George. You're in charge of a crummy little section, not a captain of industry.
Even so, he does have a lot of responsibility.
Quite.
I certainly couldn't do it.
Hardly.
I don't know.
And are you sure it'll be no trouble?
Oh, well,
George.
Yes, of course, good Lord. He missed you too, I should think not. I would just say to Susan how much we shall miss you, mustn't I?
Your very words.
Well, that's all right then. And of course, you brighten any occasion, Susan. Oh.
What did I tell you? All I got was who? Even when I... Ah. Hello, Gray. Didn't see you wilting there.
George and I have just been accepting Mr. Gray's invitation.
George has?
Well, could you see me missing Gray's party?
Shucks, no.
And you'll be there, of course.
Hell, try and stop me.
Now, who can that be?
Hello? Yes?
I'll tell him. General office, your cards and things.
Oh, dear. It all sounds so final.
Oh, my nerves react to that sound as they do to a piece of squeaky chalk on a blackboard. And what the hell are you up to, George? I've never known such a turnabout in all my life.
You can blame Susan for that, Shambles. You know how I don't like hurting people.
Oh, gods, now I have heard everything.
I presume no one wants to know how much I...
Well?
Nil, as expected. Until, that is, I met the security guard coming on duty for the evening. I asked him...
Why?
Well, desperation. Lucky I did. He knew Gray in the army with him. Gave me 50p. Quite a nice old boy.
Well, how old is old?
He makes Gray seem young.
You mean we leave this entire building to the mercies of someone like Gray all weekend?
No, he's more decrepit than Gray. He does have a dog, though. Dog seems reasonably fit.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
What are we going to get him?
We can't get much for £6.50 these days.
How about a knife to stab him in the back? We may as well finish the job off properly.
I suppose I shall have to say a few well-chosen words.
Like why he has no present.
We could get him a card.
Yeah, he'll be overwhelmed.
We could all sign it.
A big deal. Shall I go out and get it?
I suppose so, out of the money we have. It'll be difficult getting signatures.
Hang on a minute. I have a better idea.
Yes. What are you looking for?
The mind boggles.
Don't stop, I've just remembered. Oh, I know it's here. Ah, Eureka! Here we are, the Get Well card.
He's not sick.
Yet.
Ginger! You must remember Ginger Bates.
He died.
Got tired of waiting for his card.
I still don't see.
We use this card.
Gray is not very bright, but even he may smell a rat.
And there are two for him to smell.
I doubt it. He's just got best wishes from your friends. I forgot to post it.
Some friend.
It might just work. Ginger really was popular. Everyone signed his card.
Including Mr. Gray.
That he might have noticed. No problem. I can easily alter his signature. After all, he won't recognise half the genuine ones.
Good idea.
Positively brilliant. A second-hand card with a fake signature on it. I take it no one else is coming.
What do you think? Friday night for Gray?
Oh, great. 3 turn up, 2 under protest. His speech echoes round the empty room.
Lord, you don't mean he'll make a speech.
Oh, the prospect gets grimmer by the hour.
I can just see it. Formalities over, a quick gulp of drinks, and you two disappear in a cloud of dust. Leaving me and Mr. Gray.
Leaving Mr. Gray? You're not trying to tell me that in spite of me squandering 50p and all the trouble I've taken, you are going to stand me up?
I got it in one.
Oh, isn't that just typical of women? They don't care who they hurt.
Answer my phone.
As my master bids. Hello? Who? Yes. Yes, I'll tell him.
Well?
A summons from on high.
The MD awaits.
Why didn't you let me speak to him, you idiot?
Relax, only his PA. The great man doesn't speak directly to his underlings.
How well do you know him?
Actually, I know him rather well.
Hasn't done you much good so far.
Good afternoon, sir. You wished to see me? About our game of golf, sir, is it? I'm looking forward to the match.
Ah, yes. The fact is, old chap, I'm afraid I have to disappoint you. I've sprained my wrist.
Oh, no. No chance at all.
Sorry and all that, David.
George.
Hmm?
George. I'm George.
Ah. Well, of course you are, my dear chap. Well, George, you know the rules. If we can't play on the appointed day, regardless of the reason, we have to concede the match to our opponents.
No chance of any... I mean, you being managing director and all that.
My dear chap, you're not suggesting I should use my position as MD to influence the committee to bend the rules? I'll also let you into a secret. I detest golf.
You do, sir.
I had to support one of our social activities. Golf seemed the least masochistic and offered not too strenuous exercise, which I needed. I sometimes think I made the wrong choice.
Oh, no, sir. I'm sure you play very well.
I play very badly. My handicap is myself. I might even play better with a sprained wrist.
You mean we can play?
That was meant to be a joke. Of course, if you wish me to play in considerable pace...
Oh, no. Come, sir. You really must look after yourself.
Yes, I usually do. Cheer up, old chap. It is only a game. At least this way my staff don't need to be quite so hypocritical when they say I was unlucky in the tournament. I do hope you didn't have to cancel any other engagements to play.
As a matter of fact, sir, one of my staff is leaving today. I told him I could only stay a few minutes. Now I don't need to disappoint him.
Oh, good. Anyone I know?
A hardly likely, sir. Only a clerk. Name of Gray.
Common enough name. No, I don't think... Good Lord. You can't mean Harold Gray. Age about right. Well, I never.
You mean you do know him?
It is Harold Gray.
I think so. We just call him Gray.
Why? Oh, I see. Out of respect for his age.
Something like that.
I can't get over it. Old Harold Gray. How is the old rascal?
Rascal? Gray? Fine. A bit slow.
Slow?
Walks a bit more slowly now.
I suppose he would. Do you get on well with him?
How well did you know him, sir?
The old chap was my batman.
Oh, yes, the salt of the earth. We're great friends. We shall miss the old rascal.
I'm glad you get on so well.
It's a small world. Fancy you knowing Gray, Harold.
Quite incredible. I should really have kept in touch, made sure he was all right. Oh, well, at least I can make amends by making the presentation.
What? Yes, the presentation. Well, of course, sir, it would be a great honor. Normally, we should have loved you to. The fact is...
The fact is what?
There isn't an actual present.
Then what actually is there?
Nothing. It was overlooked.
I could have sworn you said you'd forgotten his present.
Oh, well, it's not quite like that.
Well, how exactly is it, then?
Well, of course we do have a present.
I'm lost. I thought you said...
You mean that there was no present at all? Ignore Old Gray, Harold. The engraving hasn't been done. Not even started. It can't begin before Monday.
Is that all? What have you got him?
Got him.
Yes, got him. The present. What is it?
Oh, yes, a present. Yes, a clock. A clock, that's it, a clock.
What kind?
Time, sir.
Yes, kind. A kind of clock. This is like trying to draw blood out of a stone. It's not a state secret.
I do apologize, sir. A bit on edge. I mean, there will be no present to hand, Gray, for Harold's farewell. It's a quartz clock, a rather nice one.
I'm sure. Where did you buy it?
Buy it?
Must you repeat everything I say? It's most disconcerting.
Sorry, sir.
Well, where did you buy it?
I don't know. I mean, in a shop.
Oh. Well, naturally in a blasted shop. Which shop?
Shop? The shop in the High Street.
You are in a state. Just as well you remembered. It would be a bit difficult to collect it otherwise. You must mean Black's, the jewelers in the High Street, the only place I can think of. Was it?
Yes, that's the one. Black is in my black book now.
Right. Oh, do pull yourself together, man. I'll give them a ring. At least get them to send the clock over.
But you can't.
Why not?
Please don't bother. It's my problem. I'll sort something out.
I insist. Now, what's that? Oh, damn. I just remember this is the early closing day. There will be no one there.
What a pity, sir. Just when I thought you had found the answer.
You didn't seem quite so enthusiastic a few moments ago. We must not disappoint Harold. But, as it happens, this is your lucky day.
Oh?
Just let me get it out. Here we are. Well, what do you think?
It's a clock.
Oh, brilliant. Of course it's a blasted clock.
Of course it is.
Is it anything like your clock?
Well, allowed a tick, perhaps. There's no tick.
How much did you pay for yours?
Pay?
You're at it again.
£50.
There you are. Problem solved. It was for my brother's silver wedding anniversary. You do like it.
Oh, yes, sir. Very nice.
Well, that's settled, then. I'll make up the slight difference in price, least I can do. I'll phone Blacks and get them to stop the engraving. I can change the clock if I don't like it.
I couldn't possibly let you.
Nonsense. Pleased?
Oh, yes. Delirious.
You are a funny fellow. Well, off you go. I'll be along shortly. Oh, stupid of me. Where are you holding it? In the staff restaurant?
No, quite a small affair. In my room, 208.
I'm sure it'll be big enough.
Oh, yes.
Just as well I asked. I might never have found it otherwise.
It's only you. I mean, that would have been such a pity. Gray will be...
Don't tell him. Let it be a surprise.
They'll all be surprised. And how?
Well, run along. Don't forget your clock. Oh. You almost went without it. I bet your colleagues will be surprised when they see the clock.
You have no idea.
Can we start? It's pretty obvious that George has scarpered. I had a feeling he wouldn't show up.
Oh, he may have been held up. After all, one doesn't tell the managing director when to stop.
Oh, I'm sure George will be here soon. He better be.
Perhaps I could just drink your health now. I'd love to wait for your speech. You are making one, I suppose.
Well,
Susan can give me the gist of it on Monday.
Peter, how can you be so rude?
All right.
Perhaps if we waited a few more minutes. After all, the others have still to come.
Yes, the others. Well, I'm afraid there won't be any others coming.
Oh?
No, well, weekend and all that.
Oh.
They all sent their best wishes.
I see. That was kind of them. Well, at least we shan't run out of drink. Perhaps we should have one while we wait for George.
Whiskey for me, please, with just a dash of water.
Oh, I put the wine bottle in the water to keep it cool. Oh, dear, the label has come off. I forgot all about
it. Well, never mind. I'll have it neat. Just let's get on with it.
Peter.
Oh, sorry, Gray. Bit on edge, I'm afraid. Same when I see my two maiden aunts off at King's Cross. Simply can't stand partings.
I'll just go and get some more water. It won't be long. Do help yourself, Susan. Oh, good, George. You're just in time.
And where the hell have you been? I was sure you deserted.
I may have to. We have to find almost £50 by Monday.
Oh, stop rambling, George. What are you on about?
You heard me, didn't you? £50, that's what we collected. Surely that's clear enough.
Look, perhaps if you tried telling us slowly what on earth you're raving on about.
The MD has sprained his wrist. The golf is off.
Good.
And I happened to mention that Gray was leaving.
Why?
I don't know why. Does it matter?
I suppose not.
I told the MD we had bought Gray a £50 quartz clock.
Quartz? Oh, they're very good. Only supposed to lose a few seconds a year. Would help with your timekeeping. What did you tell him that for?
It seemed a way out.
Ah, the logic escaped me for the moment, but never mind, it's an interesting approach.
Yes.
Interesting! It's a calamity! I'm glad you can both take it so calmly. How on earth are we going to raise £43.50 by Monday?
Correction, how on earth are you going to raise it?
But I said we'd bought him a £50 clock.
Oh, that he should be so lucky.
Look, I still don't see...
There is no time for long-winded explanations. The MD will be here in a minute.
And how will you explain the absence of the clock?
I told him it was being engraved, but that it hadn't come back yet.
Shrewd, quick thinking.
I thought so.
Lying, deceitful.
He insisted I gave Gray this clock. He bought it for his blasted brother-in-law.
I wonder what was in the box. Let's have a look. I say, it's a beauty. Must have cost a bit.
Don't you ever listen. He's put something to it, but we still have to find £50. Well, £43.50.
Sorry to deepen the depression, £50. You see, Susan dashed out and bought him a pen. Looks much more expensive than £6.50, see?
I don't want to see the wretched thing. Why didn't you tell me before I went off and got involved?
Because I hadn't bought it then.
I'd say you have problems.
Poetic justice.
That's right. Hit me when I'm down. Should have to sell my stereo.
Or golf clubs.
To be sensible. So what it amounts to is that you are both leaving the sinking ship.
With £50 at stake? Sharpish.
Oh, well, you do realize I am finished.
Cheer up, George. Every cloud has a silver lining. I shall probably get your job.
Thank you. Ah, sir, come in.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
I say, am I the first to arrive? And where are you hiding Harold?
Harold?
Harold Gray, of course.
Ah, who else?
He's just gone to get some water, sir. Harold served as our managing director's baton.
I'm Charles for this afternoon. Yes, a fine chap he was, excellent servant. I say, where is everyone? But a bit thin on the ground. Does everyone know where to come? I mean, it's usually the restaurant.
We are all here. It is as Harold wished.
Oh? Why?
He's rather shy. The others are all here in spirit. Just look at all the signatures on his card.
I say, this is jolly impressive. I see you even managed to get George Daniel's signature. It's some time since he left. How is he?
Very fit, sir.
Charles.
Very fit, sir. He sent his regards to all his old friends.
Good. Excellent.
It is all due to George's efforts that we have collected so much for Harold. And, of course, your help, Charles. Without you, we'd have no clock. That's right, isn't it, George?
Oh, the least I could do.
Do you know, even the night security guard chipped in.
I congratulate you. A splendid effort, all round.
Well, shall I invite the security man to join us? He served with Harold in the war. Why, perhaps you know him.
Perhaps. Yes, by all means, tell him to join us.
Good gracious, you, sir. What a surprise. Good of you to come.
You didn't tell me you knew our managing director, Harold.
Oh, I was only a batman.
Then who was Robin?
Here, keep that brute away from me.
He's only trying to be friendly.
Keep him away.
He does seem to resent you, George.
Never known him to be like this before.
Ah, well, they say dogs can tell.
Who say tell what?
Try to act naturally. Ignore the dog. If you show fear, he'll sense it.
Yes, hold your hand out to him, George. Show him you want to be friends.
You must be joking. He's going to have to fight for every piece of my anatomy.
Attaboy, George. You make him earn his meal.
Perhaps if I could get some water for Prince, he'd settle down. Sid, boy. There's a good boy.
Would you care to make the presentation now?
Everyone here? All got drinks? Right. If you'll just hand me the box, George.
I don't think he's going to let you, George. You may have to throw it.
Hold that brute tight.
It really is strange how he only reacts to you. He doesn't seem to mind me.
Do you, Prince, old chap? Oh, he's taken a fancy to you, sir.
You moved, George?
Of course I moved. My legs are getting pins and needles in them. I'm entitled to move in my own office.
Do relax, George. You're exciting, Prince. Now settle down, everyone. Are we ready?
Shut up! No good. I'll have to collect it, Peter.
You're a bad boy, Prince. Where are you? I really am sorry, sir.
Yes, well, if George and Prince can sign a non-aggression pact for a few minutes, I'll get on with my very pleasant duty. Ready, Harold?
Ready, sir.
Quiet, please, everyone. We come to the big moment. We are here to bid farewell to a colleague who served both me and this company well for more than 40 years. Years of devoted service. He served my father before me, and during his war. And so it only remains for me to perform this very pleasant task of presenting this splendid clock to Harold on behalf of his many friends who wish him a long and happy retirement. May the clock give as many excellent years of service as its owner.
Here! Speech, Harold! What am I saying?
Yes, old chap, you must make your speech.
My dear colleagues, friends, and sir.
Charles.
Oh, thank you, sir. Friends, I am overwhelmed by this generous gift. Thank you. Thank you.
Words fail me.
Oh, well, don't worry, Harold. We'll take your speech as read. Well done.
I will remember the early days of my service. I started in this very office 65 years ago today.
Hang about, Harold. That makes you 80.
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, what am I saying? I mean, I was 16 at the time. That was in 65 years ago when I was born.
Yes, yes, old chap, don't worry.
Yeah, I was paid 22 shillings a week in those days.
Why is it always 22 shillings?
We worked much
never
longer hours.
25.
8:30 sharp, and with only 3/4 of an hour for lunch, we worked on
blow
until
by blow account.
6 or 6:30 in the evening. We worked 5.5 days. I was given a rise of 5 shillings
gods,
a week.
Gods, there are 47 years
it seems
to go.
Such a princely sum. Oh, I say, oh, Prince heard his name. Well, it seemed such a princely sum in those days. So we come right up to the present. I feel we are a happy ship with George as our captain.
God,
I've
help all
enjoyed sailing. Every minute. Peter has helped to explain some of these wonderful things which are happening in our office today. Of course, as you get older, it's more difficult to understand things.
Keep still, George.
And of course,
we'll miss these
there's
golden
been
orders.
Susan. I've been helped by her friendship
many times.
Who? She's
great for his speech
and
the dog for his barking.
And attractive person, as I think you'll agree. And so, dear friends, I end by thanking you once again for this splendid gift. It really is a very, very beautiful clock, and I shall treasure it to the end of my days.
As well you might.
It will help to remind me of all my dear, dear friends. Thank you. Thank you all.
Not finished already, Harold? Oh, for he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us
to Harold.
This really is too bad. That brute won't even let me lift my glass.
It's all right. I have a firm grip on him.
To Harold.
To Harold. Harold.
Now what is the old fool up to?
Oh, hey.
Sorry about that. I borrowed the machine. I'm not too sure of the controls. I thought some of you might like to dance.
This is ludicrous. What does he think we are? Harold, there is only one female here. Do you want me to dance with the managing director?
I say, pulling rank even for that.
Oh, dear, I am silly. I forgot there was only Susan. I thought more ladies would be coming.
Oh, come on, Mr. Gray. I can just about remember my foxtrot step.
Oh, would you, my dear?
Oh, God.
Let's try. I feel sick.
As well you might.
How orgy.
Do you see the way that lecher is clutching her in his scrawny arms?
I have never been so humiliated in all my life, and it's all his fault. The managing director seems to have forgotten. Will you at least pay something towards it? Say £20. I agree I should pay a little more.
You're joking.
How can I possibly raise the money by Monday? £50? How could the old fool possibly imagine that we will collect that amount for him or buy a clock like that?
Shut up, George.
Don't you say shut... Oh, hello, Gray. Harold?
Can I top your glass up?
Oh, yes, please. Thanks. Wonderful party.
Thank you. I must get back to the others.
You don't think he heard me, do you?
Depends whether he is totally deaf or not.
Oh, I don't care. I say, he's taking a close look at his card.
Oh, just to reassure himself. He won't find anything wrong with that.
I must be off. Been too long away as it is. Mustn't wait so long for our next meeting, Harold.
No.
Nice to see you again, sir. Sorry about the dog, sir. Don't understand it. Hope it didn't spoil things for you.
I had a wonderful time. Oh, that idiot has gone and taken that brute with him.
You're very rude. Apologize. Go on, say you're sorry.
Apologize? Sorry? Me?
Go on.
Stop pushing me. You're drunk, Gray. Go I'll sit down before you make an even bigger fool of yourself.
I think we really ought to start winding things up now. It would be a pity to spoil things after we've all had such a splendid party. Oh,
yes, quite, sir. I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn. That dog upset me. Now, what's he up to? Oh,
do be careful. Oh,
I wish to make a speech.
You've made your speech, old man. Don't you remember?
Of course I remember. Another one. There's nothing to say. I can't make another one. It's my party, isn't it?
Of course, old chap. Don't upset yourself. You're just a little bit overexcited. Perfectly understandable.
I want to make a speech.
And so you shall, old man. We all want to hear what you have to say.
I can't go through a repeat of 50 glorious years.
Shut up, Peter. Ooh. Oh, do be careful, Mr. Gray. You'll fall.
Serve him right if he did. What's the old fool doing on a chair anyway? There's no crowd for him to get lost in.
Probably makes him feel important. Friends, Romans, countrymen, that sort of thing.
Do you mind if I start?
Get on with it, for Pete's sake.
Yes, do let Harold have his say.
Thank you. Yes, I'm going to have my say, possibly for the first and last time in my life. I know you think I'm drunk.
Think? You are drunk. What? I trust you would not behave like this if you were sober. Let's all go home.
Shut up. Perhaps I am a little, but it feels good. I should have tried it long ago.
Do be careful. You don't look very safe up there.
I know you despise me.
Nonsense, my dear fellow.
It's all right. I despise me.
So?
Meant to do so many things. So many things. Now, well, it's too late. I know that.
Nonsense, old chap. Years ahead of you. You've done a splendid job, done lots of things, and you can do all the things you want to now.
Ah, that's rubbish. And worse still, you know it is. Sir?
Really, Gray, you've gone too far this time.
No, George, let the man have his say. It's better for him to get it out of his system.
At least he promises to be less dull than his first one. Oh, I know you've always looked down on me, Peter. Though why, I don't know. You're a tinpot clerk, just like me.
Thank you.
But you, sir, you haven't changed a bit. You were called patronizing sob. They used to pity me, being your batman. I can still remember you telling me that when you took over the business, you wouldn't forget me. Just as well I knew even then you didn't mean it. You forgot I even existed. You use people as if you have a God-given right.
Finished?
Oh, I could say a lot more about you, but what's the use? You'll never change.
How dare you speak like that? You really have gone too far this time. One does not address one's managing director in that fashion.
You great pompous twit. Have you ever listened to yourself? Good old Gray. Didn't know you had it in you. You might have been almost likable if only you'd taken to the bottle at an early age.
You may be prepared to tolerate that sort of behavior, but insulting, I call it.
Really? And what about your insults to me?
What are you on about?
Did you really think that card fooled me? That really was rather cruel. That old card.
What old card?
Oh, I know you think you're God, George, but even you can't make the dead return to life.
Hey, I don't know what you mean.
Donald Graham.
Donald Graham? Who is...
Oh, dear. Just to remind you, you attended his funeral almost 9 months ago.
How could you overlook that, you fool?
You saw the card.
I knew I should never have trusted you, Peter. He'll never know, you said. He'll be taking pink, you said. A fine mess you've landed me in now.
Oh, blame me, of course. You agreed readily enough. After all, it was you who forgot to mention his retirement. And what about the clock? Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned that. Makes no difference. I was coming to that next. My hearing is still quite acute for my age. And you weren't exactly whispering, George.
I'm sorry.
I suppose I should have realized, as you said, that no one would collect that amount for me. Still, it was a nice dream while it lasted. Susan had no part in all this. She did give a generous Thank amount... Thank you for telling me that. Well, you can have your clock back now. I really couldn't take it.
I forbid it. You deserve it. I also am sorry, Harold.
And don't forget Susan's contribution. You wouldn't throw that back in her face.
Of course, if you really feel you must.
George!
Perhaps not.
Oh, well, if you're sure, in that case, I accept it. And I shall treasure it.
Poor Mr. Gray.
Oh, no need to feel sorry for me, my dear. I suppose it was rather wicked of me. But I did rather enjoy it. I don't know what came over me. Suppose I was angry. Oh, dear, I don't feel so well. I'm beginning to feel sober and sick.
Not so dull as I thought it was going to be.
I hope you feel proud of yourselves. If it's any consolation, I'm not very proud of myself either. But your behavior, well, I can only describe it as disgusting. With one honorable exception, that is. And don't think you've heard the last of this.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. It's happened. He's late.
He must be ill.
That I should live to see this day.
Now you've made me late, you idiot.
Just obeying orders, sir.
I must have forgotten it.
Sorry, sir. No pass, no admittance.
Damn it, Gray, you know who I am.
Oh, yes, sir. If you just fill in this card, I'll issue a day pass to you.
You fool! You utter idiot! Do you realize I had a 15-year unblemished record? Broken by you! I'll make you pay for this.
Just doing my duty, sir.
I say, George, I do believe
you. Shut up!
I gather you bet, Gray. He's looking very fit, isn't he? Decent of the MD to re-engage him as our day security man.
I may as well resign.
No, cheer up, George. You'll get used to his cheery face greeting you each morning. I do hope there's a clause in his contract, though, prohibiting whistling on duty.
Doesn't he have to give his clock back if he returns to work?
Not a chance.
But every day he'll be there, floating.
Let's face it, George. Every day will be another grey day.
In Another Grey Day by Alastair Chisholm, Cyril Shapps was Mr. Grey, George was played by Jonathan Scott, Peter by Robin Brown, and Susan by Catherine Hurlbut. The managing director was Noel Johnson. Mrs. Brown and Prince the Dog were played by Gladys Spencer. The cashier, Susan Sloman, and the security man was Iris Campbell. Another Grey Day was directed by Graham Gauld.